Welcome,
Hi.
everyone.
Welcome. We're going to do a conversation about activation.
Yes.
I'm thinking about the moments where these activations or these sentences came into my consciousness. And I'm remembering working with trainers and healers and working with people and trying to help create a process that cleared energy. And the big snag we got into it, you probably remember this too, where it felt like that we were using a clearing statement from another modality, and it seemed as if the clearing itself became this this process by which people were trying to run away from their pain or fix things or just speed past it or get rid of it. Like, let's clear that, get rid of it. And that seemed incongruent. It really seemed incongruent with what we were doing. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a second. How do we actually, what are we doing here? Because it doesn't feel like that. And what can we do to really use these in a different way? Not to run away from, but actually bring more awareness and consciousness into what's going on.
And hi, if you're tuning in, this is Chloe Faith Urban and Gabrielle LaChiara, and we are talking about the cornerstone of the Infinity Healing Practice, which are these statements that we use that we call activations. So activations, right. So for me, what happened, and I can remember feeling the power and presence of this compassionate channel and connection inside that was saying, wait, the clearing comes from embodying more, really coming into the embodiment and invoking a presence inside. And that when we embody, when we activate and awaken ourselves and our cellular vibration, our essence, that automatically begins to dismantle, dissolve, and change the energies inside and around us, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, these different statements, these activations, they can be they're pointed at different things in our lives that we might be, you know, different things we might be trying to shift or change or have more awareness about. So there are all different activations that were used for different things, but there's language in them that is kind of across the board. And part of what we wanted to break down for you so that you could really get to know, you know, what these statements are, how to use them, why we use them, all of that. So,
yeah,
they're just beautiful, you know, beautiful tools. And also they can also be used as almost like a mantra. So there are some times where it's like, I might actually say one of these activations 100 times in a day and really sit with and be with and feel what is created with that, with really holding that energy of the activation throughout our day.
Right. And we can use them in the healing process. As you say, we can use them to change our mental habits. We can use them frequently over and over and over to shift energy. So there's all kinds of ways to use the activation. And if you're in one of our classes, we're probably giving some home play and some ideas on how to use them and offering you choices and exercises and how to play with them. So I think it's good, though, if we go into the language, because the language is pretty potent and intentional. And I remember the first time this language came through and I thought, whoa, am I comfortable teaching that? The words I command. I was like, wow, I'm really feeling like I'm getting this message to command. And I had to unpack it because command had a lot of associations for me with force. And therefore, in my world, it also had associations with power over and abuse and control. And I really heard the difference was that, oh, this is a moment. So an activation is about each and every one of us in our own relationship to our personal consciousness, who we are personally. It's for me, using an activation is where I find almost governance, inner authority to change or interrupt or experience and become aware of how I'm thinking and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I command with like, right, I'm commanding myself into awareness. I'm not controlling mm-hmm. myself. I'm commanding myself into awareness. And if I'm working with you and I'm using, I command, I'm offering to you that right now I can command, we can awaken consciousness immediately in this moment. So I command is a real choice, a deliberate choice to be in your own inner authority, mm-hmm. to be aware of who and how you're being right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. And it's such a, for me, the languaging, it feels like, well, wait a second, let's actually be able to reclaim that word and use it in a, mm-hmm. you know, a life-giving, empowered way. And mm-hmm. and that always just, it felt so resonant with me. Even the first time I heard those words, I was like, well, mm-hmm. yeah, of course. Like it lit a fire in me that like, mm-hmm. well, yes, I want to have that kind of governance over my own energy. I don't, right. you know, I don't want to give that over to somebody else if I have that choice to really, for myself,
right.
you know, ask my energy right. to do something or shift or change or move. And it felt so deeply empowering and mm-hmm. like a real reclaiming of the languaging. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Yeah. And this next phrase that is in most of the activations, they almost all of them start with I command or invoke. But the next phrase you'll hear often is light of consciousness. And, you know, people have asked me about it in reference to light being, are we saying that there's dark consciousness and light consciousness, as in that kind of language? And for me, it wasn't a measurement of light or dark, or a polarization of good or bad, or it wasn't light and dark as in racist or one over or better than the other, but it was as in illumination, mm-hmm. The lighting up. And we had someone in our class recently who spent a year in training and at the end was like, oh, I get it. Like mm-hmm. it's a light bulb going off. The light bulb of consciousness, this orb of consciousness and that is within every single one of us, where we can really receive an awareness, an aha, a perspective. We often talk about it in our classes, like the body being one aspect of consciousness, but then there's the being where we have intuition, perception, awareness, knowing, insight. And so that consciousness orb is really, it's like a filter and it's the light of consciousness as our own connection, our own personal orb to, I guess more aware consciousness of what else is possible, what else is mm-hmm. happening here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's really bringing, it's like literally bringing it, lighting up consciousness, you know, it's like,
yeah,
okay,
exactly.
How can I light up this consciousness so I can see what's going on, so I can have mm-hmm. more awareness, so I can see what's in the unconscious coming to the conscious, whatever mm-hmm. Particular way we're directing it in a particular mm-hmm. activation. Mm-hmm. It's really the lighting up of, it's the lighting it up so you can actually see
right, making it visible
or,
making it visible
exactly.
And I think of that orb like maybe I think of it as where we find our wise self, you know, where we find the mm-hmm. wisdom, that inner wisdom, that sanctuary mm-hmm. of information that's beyond what maybe I just normally think, but it's like, okay, I want to tune in, I want to find this orb of consciousness that really again awakens, lights up perspective for me so that I can actually be in my wise self in that moment. So that's how I
right.
think of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the
yeah.
next phrase you'll hear. Oh, go ahead. Finish. Sorry.
I was just, there was one other piece because a lot of times we'll say, I command the light of consciousness at the beginning, or there's a way in which at the end of some of these, we gift it to the light of consciousness. So you'll kind of hear them in both ways. And, you know, to me, it's a similar thing that we're saying. And there's mm-hmm. a way in which there's, it also feels like to me when I'm gifting it to the light of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
that it's like, oh, there is consciousness out there that knows where this energy can like harmonize with my embodiment, mm-hmm. instead of it like, you know, compressing me or getting stuck someplace that actually is creating disharmony or, you know, dis-ease or, you know, discomfort or where it doesn't quite fit or belong. But if mm-hmm. I'm actually gifting something to the light of consciousness, it's saying, okay, the light of consciousness, like my light of consciousness, it knows where this energy needs to be, where mm-hmm. where it's actually going to not, you know, be too close to me or too in a place that is actually creating a challenge or blocking me from getting to mm-hmm. the consciousness that I need to find. So there's sort of the two places that we actually use that languaging.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing this discerning. It's like a discerning orb, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm hearing also like divine wisdom. So
yeah,
because we the connection to both our wisdom and then also a more of a universal wisdom. So
exactly.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then the other language you hear is this phrase where we say activate change and generate healing immediately. And so I'll break it down. Activate change. For me, that came in as an activate. It was like activate your awareness of change. And the information that came with it is that there's something always changing. As bodies, we are we're sets of cells and particles that are energy. Even in science, we'll say the body is just energy. Maybe it's more dense than a different kind of energy, but in the form. And so this energy of the body is always changing. And so our cells, our particles, our tissue, our sensations, it's happening every single split second. So when we activate change, we're activating that part of us that can be aware of change that's happening, mm-hmm. change that's required, change that already happened. I can be snagged in a conversation from 3 hours ago and not recognize that it's over. And so when I activate mm-hmm. change, I'm like, right, is that conversation even happening anymore? Is it important or relevant? Or where did I get stuck? And where mm-hmm. did I think I'm stuck, you know? So activate mm-hmm. change and generate as in promote, it's life-giving, promote healing. From our perspective, healing, it's like the earth is always offering healing. And we may have paved over the earth itself. But under that, there's always earth churning for healing. And if you wait long enough, even then, the earth will crack up through the pavement. And so the generate healing is getting in the connection to where healing is also happening, where it's available, how we promote and connect to healing. So activate change and generate healing is our way of qualifying what we're choosing. We're choosing mm-hmm. to be aware. We're choosing to be aware of change. We're choosing to be active in that awareness. We're choosing to promote healing. We know it's there. We know it's there. We're not doing it to someone. It's always there. We're just promoting a connection to healing. And not yesterday and not tomorrow and not every day. Maybe we'll do those days too. But immediately, as in the command, it's really present time. And I love how the activations get us into this moment now. What's happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
So activate change and generate healing immediately. You'll hear that. The phrase you'll hear, what we call our basic, sort of our base activation statement is, I command the light of consciousness to activate change and generate healing immediately. So people will hear that. And so, and then as you said, there's textures. So there's some activations that point at helping us to release injuries or past traumas or to invoke presence in a particular way. And so there's structures and activation structures that we won't go into now, but that's the base activation. And just wanting those who are listening to really understand where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say one more time that what was important is that it's an inside job. So it's activating that divine wisdom inside, because when we do that, then it's very likely that that will help us to discern and clear and shift our perspective into what really is required and important in the moment. What's really mm-hmm. possible right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels great.
Yeah.
And there's plenty more in this whole toolkit here, but this is at least a basic understanding of, you know, when you're hearing those words, that's where they're coming from. That's the origin story, and it's certainly not here to, you know, clear energy and, you know, run away from something, as we said before, mm-hmm. but really to show up for what is present, what is mm-hmm. ours to look at, to become more conscious of, to heal, mm-hmm. to glean for awareness. So mm-hmm.
And to be responsible, really, to be responsible for our own pain. You know, for me, it's been a way in to the pain that I need to feel so that I can understand the impact I'm having on my world, on me, on the world around me, not just that which is in my domain, but the actual, my participation in this, in the greater worlds. And so my experience has been that these activations have really supported me in being responsible and aware of what I'm creating, what I'm participating in. And what really is in my, again, my domain or authority to heal, and what isn't, you know,
right.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, that was Chloe Faith Urban right there. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
And I'm Gabrielle LaChiara, and you can visit us at gabrielle-chloe.com. You can also look at the practice, that I created called Infinity Healing Practice. On infinitypractice.com. And so thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Activate change and generate healing in the media.